Now, in New South Wales, the situation is terrible, I have to say. There's no other way of putting it. 50 fires are burning across the state. 28 are uncontained. There are 630 firefighters deployed to fight them. Four main areas. Let's go to Ben Shepherd from the Rural Fire Service. Ben, good morning. What can you tell us as the bit of sun comes up?
Yeah, look, the real thing that we're tracking at the moment, as we've just heard, is this change moving up the coast. Now, the Shark Creek fire, which is just burning to the south of Yamba, is expected to receive possible gusty winds up to 80 kilometres an hour by 11 a.m. this morning. So that's going to put real pressure on those containment lines where we've been able to hold the fire overnight. But it is likely that the areas of Bulawayo and Angowrie and also Yamba are going to start to see the effects of that wind, and therefore the fire potentially move towards them. So that's going to be problematic. Inland a little bit, not as strong winds at least today, 30 to 40 k's, but as I heard you read out this morning, that perimeter of over 300 kilometres of fire edge that we've got to deal with now is going to still move under these winds because there is no rainfall. Unbelievably, last night, though, we did see at Ebor and Armidale a little bit of sleet and snow, but there was no actual rain as that change moved through. So we've got, obviously, these huge amounts of fires, over 60,000 hectares on one, another 30,000 around the Drake area. So, look, we've got a huge area that we're going to have to contend with over the coming days, if not weeks.
And Dorrigo?
Yeah, look, Dorrigo, just to that bee's nest fire, just around, basically, Ebor and also up to Dundurrabin and Tyringham. There will be properties, once again, that are impacted by fire across the course of the day. But as we start to see those southerly winds move through that fire ground, areas like Billy's Creek, and then it will push it into more remote area. And the problem with that is we're going to have more access. Fire edge that we're going to have to deal. 100% access is going to be a real issue. And that's why we could see these fires burn really up to maybe 6 to 8 weeks.
Good God. All right, Ben, thank you for what you do. We'll keep in touch with you. Ben Shepherd from the New South Wales Riot Fire Service, just repeating the local government areas of Armidale, Clarence Valley, Glen Innes, Inverell, Tenterfield, Yarralla and Walker have been declared natural disaster zones, allowing residents to access state and federal financial support. My own view is that we need a statement today from Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese together to join forces to recognise that this is a national disaster. We're talking about rural and regional Australia, drought, dust storms, the whole kit and caboodle. And if rural Australia goes down, we go down with them. It's a terrible prospect. We're only in September.